performance from musician Rose Morrison rang in the announcement of this year's 2026 East Coast Music Award nominees, with a Cape Breton artist snagging 9 nominations, including songwriter, solo artist, and album of the year. The list for this year's ECMAs was revealed at Centre 200 in Sydney. Sydney will be the host city for this year's ECMAs. A number of local venues are slated for performances, including Centre 200, Member 2 Trade and Convention Centre, the Highland Arts Theatre, NSCC Sydney Waterfront Campus, Sacred Heart Downtown, and local bars Breton Craft House, Daniel's Ale House and Eatery, and Steel City Sports Bar and Steakhouse. East Coast Music Association Executive Director Bob Hallett spoke about the importance of the awards.
One of the things we love most about the ECMAs is the chance to bring music off the playlists, off the streaming, off the phone, and onto the stage. It's critical that we have people here who support the work and help build the conference, the Gala Awards, the entire event. And so we're really lucky to have an amazing local partnership.
Nominees are coming from all across the Maritimes. For Cape Breton, Reserve Minds' Goldie Boutillier, fresh off a Juno Award nomination and a show at the Savoy Theatre in Glace Bay, received 9 nominations from the ECMAs, including TD Fans Choice Video, TD Fans Choice Entertainer, Songwriter, Solo Artist, Rock Alternative Release, Album, and Breakthrough Artist of the Year. Meanwhile, Mi'kmaq fiddler Morgan Tony, also a Juno Award nominee, received 4 nominations for Album, Indigenous Artist, Roots Release, and Fusion Release of the Year. Glace Bay's Elise Aaron picked up 3 nominations for TD Fan Choice Video, Release, and Breakthrough Artist of the Year, and Eskazoni rapper Gerald received 2 nominations for Indigenous Artist and Rap Hip Hop Release of the Year. A total of 26 nominations went to Cape Breton-based artists and industry members, with 14 nominations in music categories and 12 in industry categories. At the nomination ceremony, Richmond MLA Trevor Boudreau spoke on behalf of the province.
ECMAs are a proud showcase of Atlantic Canadian music, its historic evolution, and its future. Nova Scotia's deep roots and traditions have shaped the incredible talent that thrives here. And year after year, generation after generation, that talent grows, evolves, and becomes more diverse, unique, and inspirational. And it's great to be here today to recognize that talent and that creativity and hard work that define our music community, especially here in Nova Scotia, in Cape Breton, and in Sydney. And events like this help strengthen connections across the industry and highlight the important role music plays in our culture and our local economies. We look forward to celebrating and showcasing our Nova Scotia loyal spirit as this world-class performing arts sector touches down in our region. This gathering reminds us that innovation and opportunity thrive in every corner of our province, and our rural communities are at the heart of that story.
He was followed by Cape Breton Regional Municipality Mayor Cecil Clark, who shared remarks on their behalf.
For the East Coast Music Awards, we're ecstatic of what this opportunity provides for us, because the pandemic held back the last opportunity we had to host the ECMAs. So this is an exciting time. But it's even more exciting when I look and in such uncertain times and an uncertain world, one thing is certain: Sydney is always going to be a great host community and welcome everybody here and celebrate everyone who is here and all that we are as a people. And that is part of our music, our culture. And not just traditional music from Kaylee's and kitchen parties. We look at the different genres and the next generation of artists that are emerging here in our own community. It is so exciting for me as mayor to be part of hosting the ECMAs this year.
The hosts of this year's show will be local performers Bette McDonald and Maynard Morrison, who are also in attendance and thanked the sponsors for this year's events. The announcement ended with a performance from Gerald, who will be performing alongside the other nominees when the ECMAs officially kick off on May 20th and run to the 24th. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite. It occurred to me, only watching me because I'm there determined to be.